Chapter 30.
Eulalia!
Again, the loud, haunting cry rang through the wooded heights of the lake island above their heads. Shrews sprang up, wide-eyed and quivering with fright. Mara detached Pickle from her paws and grabbed a paddle.
Whatever that is, it had better keep clear of us, because if it comes down onto this ledge, I'll brain it, ghost badger or not!
Nordo piled more driftwood onto the fire. It burned bright, crackling sparks up into the still summer night. By its light, Mara looked around at the ashen faces of the Gausam shrews. Even Logalog seemed shaken by the unearthly call. The badger maid knew they were close to panic, so she set about dispelling their fears.
That's an old trick to keep us awake. Lord Earthstripe used to do things like that at Salamandastron to keep his hares alert, didn't he, Pickle?
She nudged the young hare sharply. He jumped.
Ow! Who, what? Rather. I'll say old Thingiby was always running about in his nightshirt, scaring the tail off some chap or other, don't you know? Oh, yes, of course he couldn't frighten me or old Mara here. We just snoozed through it all.
Mara backed him up, watching the Gausam beginning to relax.
Yes, remember he terrified Bart Thistledown and the poor fellow fell backward into a pot of hot vegetable soup.
Will I ever forget it, chum?
Pickle slapped his sides as he expanded on the tale.
There was old Barty with the pan stuck to his bottom, charging about yelling blue murder.
The shrews began smiling and tittering. Soon they were rocking with laughter as Pickle continued with the comical incident.
Deary me, I tell you, fellas, Barty was the only one among us who'd never look at vegetable soup again. He's eaten nothing but jolly old porridge from that day to this. If ever you ask him to tell you the tale, shall I tell you what he says? He says, don't mention the tail, it was cooked to a turn. tail cooked to a turn, get it?
Reciting stories and telling jokes, the two friends continued into the night, until the incident was all but forgotten. Logalog posted sentries on the rock ledge. The fire was stoked up higher, and gradually the shrews dozed off one by one. Mara lay watching the fire. Pickle lay some distance away, though he could still see his friend's face in the firelight. She looked sad. Softly, the young hare called across to her.
I say, old girl, what's up? You look like a wet wallflower on a windy day.
The badger maid sighed and closed her eyes.
All those stories we told, Pickle. Lies, the whole lot. I wish it had been like that back at Salamandastron. I'd never have left. Oh, well, let's get some sleep. Good night, Pickle.
Pickle watched as a single teardrop oozed from his friend's closed eyelid.
I say, steady on. Maybe we did tell a blinking pack of fibs, but it certainly calmed down those shrew cheppies. Look, they're fast asleep, the lot of them. Just like we should be. Good night, Morrow girl. Happy dreams, what?
Logalog roused them as he threw more wood on the fire. It had been light for nearly 3 hours.
Come on, you lot. Romy, Log, are you going to doze there all day?
Breakfast was a hasty affair of meagre rations. Preparations for the day were mapped out by the shrew leader. Logalog elected to go with Nordo and the foraging party, saying he would search for logboat repairing materials while they gathered what food the island had to offer. 6 shrews were to remain behind on the ledge to guard the boats and keep the fire going. Mara and Pickle studiously avoided mentioning the nature of their quest, so as not to upset the others. Arming themselves with rapiers and slings, and accompanied by Tubgut as promised, they climbed up the cliffs to the woodlands above and struck out for the centre of the island, leaving the Gausam to their chores. It was a thickly wooded island. Small birds twittered in the foliage, sunlight shafted through the leaves of beech, elm, oak, ash, sycamore and cedar, tracing patterns of light and shade on the pretty forest flowers carpeting the ground. Pickle found a cherry tree in full fruit, and they sat beneath it, eating the softest dark red cherries. Apples and pears, too, grew in profusion.